This is MSO News Sports, and Eric Archambault is joining us here on MSO News Sports, the baseball coach at North Reading High School. Eric, thanks so much for taking some time to join us.
Absolutely. Excited. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, congratulations to you guys so far. You guys 9-2 overall, 6-2 in the Cape Ann League. So you're sitting atop that Kinney division right now. And you picked up personally your 100th win last week against Linfield. And then it was followed up with a crazy 19-17 win over Newburyport. I don't know where to begin, but first up, I guess some reaction from you on the 100th win. Obviously a great milestone for you, and congrats.
Yeah, to be honest, I had no clue. Coach Blum, Coach Ed Blum, who's the football coach over at North Reading, too. He's assistant baseball coach. after the game, he started this little speech, and I had no clue where he was going with it. But he shouted out that it was the 100th win, so I guess he did a little background research for me, which I appreciated. But, yeah, it was awesome to get a big team win against Linfield. That was actually rain continuation game, so we were up 7-4 on Tuesday. Then there was some rain, so we had to go back on Friday. We had to pick it up in the fifth inning, and the game ended. We won 7-6. The Linfield had bases loaded, two outs in the last inning, so it was one of those dramatic wins for the team.
And for our listeners, Eric, we should remind them that you're an assistant coach, offensive coordinator for the football team. And I was telling you earlier, what a great group of guys you had on that football team. And I was so happy to see you guys do what you did this season under then, of course, head coach Ed Blum in the football, now assistant baseball coach Ed Blum. But it was a fantastic year for you guys on the football team. I assume you have some of these guys playing baseball for you.
Yeah, we do. We absolutely do. And there's been a lot of carryover. It was an extremely talented senior class in the football team. And we have, we have a bunch of players. We have Alex Crucci, the quarterback, Craig Rubino, who's actually injured, but his leadership's been phenomenal. Aldo Vitozzi, Ryan McGuire, and then some younger kids as well that were on the football team. So it's a great group of kids that they never feel out of a game. They know how to compete. They know how to play in big spots, which is, again, why we're such a proponent of playing multiple sports and trying to be a three-sport athlete if you can, rather than, focusing early on, just because you learn so much about how to compete at different levels playing other sports, So those we see it every year how valuable that can be.
Now, is the Rubino injury the same one he suffered and sustained in football?
Yeah, in the Bishop Fenwick game, he tore his ACL and meniscus, and so he's out for this baseball year. But he's been phenomenal, and we met with him in the beginning of the season, just talked about how his role, how he was going to be, considered a coach. Not just, he is our first base coach, but not just out there being a first base coach. He helps coach every single day for us, and he helps us get better. And we told him in the beginning of the year he's going to help us win some games this year, even from that role. And it's definitely proven true so far. So,
okay, so now let's go back to last weekend, the 19-17 win over Newburyport. What was that game all about?
Well, we were facing a really, really good pitcher, Owen Tonk, who I believe is doing a PG year and then going to Harvard the year after. So we knew our goal was the end of a week. It was Saturday. There had been some rain earlier in the week, so I think both teams had played multiple games in recent days, so there wasn't a ton of pitching left for either team. So we felt like if we could get to their starting pitcher and work some counts and get them deep in the game, in the later innings we may be able to capitalize on some other pitching that they had. But it was crazy. It was 3-3 after four innings. They scored 8 runs in the top of the fifth. We made some errors, walked some people, kind of like every big inning will happen in baseball. But then we responded in the bottom of the fifth and scored 9 runs. So we were up 12-11 now going into the top of the sixth. They got a run to make it 12-12. Then we put up 7 runs in the bottom of the sixth. And it was 19-12. And I remember bringing our team up and being like, this game is not over. Not one bit. They, with the bats that they have, and sure enough, they were able to put up 5 on the board and finish it 19-17, but we were able to get out of it. So we had a freshman, Ethan Kwan, come in relief and pitch the last, 2 1/3 innings and just did awesome through strikes and did what he had to do. And it was great to get out of that with a win.
So Newburyport, I mean, so you guys converted on a 2-point conversion to win that then, huh?
Yeah, basically that's what it was a football score for sure. So
no, exactly. So now let me have you tell me about your team. So start wherever you want, whether it be with captains, seniors, positionally. We should just know more about this team, this North Reading team.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, coming into the year, I had no clue, you know, how good we were going to be or anything. We lost, you know, almost all of our pitching innings. We had three seniors who started almost all of our games last year, and they all were gone. And we knew coming into this year, we didn't have any senior pitchers and only, you know, one or two junior pitchers. But almost all of our innings so far this year have come from freshmen and sophomores. And it's been, we knew coming in if we could get the pitching staff to just, you know, pound the strike zone, focus on throwing strikes, pitching to, you know, that weak contact and trusting our defense, we thought that, you know, we could be successful in that realm. And we've had some freshmen and sophomores step up on the mound, even, you know, way better than I even thought possible coming into the year so far. So, again, it's not these big power strikeout pitchers by any means, but they're crafty, they know how to pitch, and it's definitely been one of the big keys to our success so far.
Well, you mentioned some of the names that are on the team from the football carryovers, but maybe drop some names for me and their roles positionally for you guys this year.
Yeah, so I'll start with those pitchers. So Dylan Matthews is a freshman. He's pitched great for us. He's pitched the most innings for us this year. Ryan Ladd is a sophomore who has pitched a ton for us as well. And then Robbie Daly is another freshman who those three have again made up most of the innings. But from an infield standpoint, we've gotten contributions from Jason Curran over at first base and Alex Crucci at short, Robbie at third, and then Ryan Ladd has been playing second along with Aldo Bitozzi. But an awesome, awesome stepped-up season for us has been our catcher, Matt Mancinelli, who's a freshman as well. And it's very tough to go into high school and be a freshman as a catcher in the Cape Ann League. It takes a lot because there's, you know, some extremely well-coached teams who like to do things on the bases, and it's just a really tough position mentally to come in, and Matt has just embraced it. He's gotten better every single day. He's gotten this confidence to him, and I've just been so impressed with what he's been able to do as a freshman leading this team from behind the plate.
Well, but overall, though, Eric, this is a very young team from what you're telling me, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great compliment of, like, a bunch of these young kids with, again, that leadership that we talked about with some of those seniors and those football kids. And then we have a couple other seniors, Zach Rosatone and John Pellucci, who have been contributing as well. So it's been like that combination of you get that senior leadership and those seniors stepping up, but then, you know, their leadership, including those underclassmen, making them feel part of the team, making them feel like, you know, they're capable of exceeding expectations, and that's what they've done all along. So it's just been awesome to see.
Okay, so you got to tell me more about the league here, because as I mentioned, the standings that I see you up on top, followed by Newburyport and Triton, and I watch the scores, and I'm thinking Newburyport and Triton both these teams have been coming up with big wins this season, so what happens to coming down the second half of the season here?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's the league is pretty much anyone's right now. It's Linfield only has two losses. Newburyport has two losses. I think Triton has three. We have two. Those three teams that we just talked about, we beat Triton by one on a walk-off in extra innings. We beat Linfield by one. I told you it was 7-6 with the bases loaded and two outs. We beat Newburyport by two in that crazy game that we just talked about. So it's, again, when I say it's anyone's league, it's whoever can kind of finish this final stretch of each team has about five or six games left, and, you know, who can get those big W's.
No, absolutely. It sounds great. Yeah, let me ask you this about the league. Is sometimes it seems to me, I'm not hearing this year, is there a standout pitcher or two in the Cape Ann League, and who might those guys be?
So in the Cape Ann League, large, you definitely have that Owen Tonk, who we talked about from Newburyport. There's Griffin Dupuy, who's in Trues Triton, who's done a phenomenal job for them. And then over on the in the small You have a kid, Gian Gamelli, who is going to, he's only a sophomore. I think he's in line to go to Notre Dame. I think you have Trevor Kimball from Amesbury, and I believe he's going to Hobart. I could be wrong on that. But you got a lot of good pitching all throughout the league. So every game can absolutely be a battle, and it's just who can prevail and who can win the close tight ones. And we've been fortunate enough to so far, but we know it's a long season for sure.
Let me basically throw the same question back at you for a hitter in the Cape Ann League or two. Who might you single out?
Honestly, I think there's just a lot of deep teams. Like most of these teams, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a lot of these teams are just kind of like 1 through 9 good, solid hitting teams. So in terms of people that were, there's no one that we're intentionally walking every at bat had a few in the past, but it's not nothing to that extreme. But there's just, again, I think the strength from a hitting standpoint is just the depth from a lot of these teams 1 through 9. You never feel like you have a break as a pitcher. It's like you get through the top four, and some years the hitting just kind of drops off after that. But it's not the case this year. I know we played Linfield, played Newburyport, Triton, all these teams, and kind of hit 1 through 9. So you just got to be ready.
No, I think that answer makes a lot of sense considering it's high school baseball. You played a little over 10 games or so. It's just, you just don't know that stuff for sure. It's not that clear, in other words. I want to just get one more insight from you on your team. Is there a fastest player on your team? And then who might be the one of the top defensive players on your team, no matter what the position might be? And feel free to drop a name or two there. Yeah,
I'll tell you, Ryan McGuire, our center fielder, is definitely our fastest kid. He's our leadoff guy, and he can be tough on the bases for anyone that kind of goes up against him. He's he has great instincts, as you probably saw from football, but his breakaway speed is what kind of separates him. So it's awesome to have him on the bases. And then defensively, it's been a great team defensive approach. I'd say early in the season we struggled a lot, but the kids have really bought into just trying to get better each day and really focus on their fundamentals. And it's been cool to see the growth of the team defense as a whole. And again, that leadership from the catcher spot, even as a freshman, Matt Mancinelli has helped solidify that defensive approach, which has been great.
Eric, is there anything else you want to mention about North Reading baseball that I haven't asked you about as a kind of a parting shot here?
No, I would just say the group as a whole. I mean, you talk about, you've been coaching, I think it's my 8th season now, and it's like you have a bunch of teams, and certain teams you can just tell kind of early on that this team like gels, that they're just going to be a group that really supports each other, sticks up for each other, really is looking to be selfless and looking to help out the team in any way that you can. And this is absolutely one of those teams. I'm excited for this little stretch run with these guys. So should be a fun, jam-packed end of the season here.
All right. Well, Eric, thanks so much for joining us. Congrats to you and the team, the coaching staff, and assistant coach Ed Blum on all that he's done, I'm sure, here for you. But
there's not a day that goes by. There's not a drill in practice that he isn't actively coaching, getting us better in every single part. And I will mention we have one other assistant coach, Matt Cooney, who has been up with varsity this year. He's more on JV, and he's been a phenomenal addition working with hitters, and he was a catcher in the minor leagues himself, so he's been a tremendous. So I feel very confidently I have the best assistant coaches in the league, if not the state. So
sounds great. Well, Eric, again, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll keep an eye on you, and hopefully we'll talk again soon here.
All right, thanks so much, Bill.
Eric Archambault, the baseball coach at North Reading High School, here on MSO Newsports.com.